another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It is Easter Sunday. It's the 16th day of April 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen, and my website is blacklistednews.com, of which I am the senior editor. You can find the news that we curtail for you in a very friendly format, updated daily. Today, not so much, but over the last few hours, we have been catching up. So join us at blacklistedradio.com. That is the mothership. We have exclusive content, all sorts of cool stuff that you can be part of the show, and lots of options to support the show. We have an interactive chat room. The ambassadors should be there directly to welcome you. If you'd like to join us that way, you can also text the show, 512-222-3067. We'll do this kind of a la carte tonight. I've got a lot of topics. I don't know where we're going to go with them. A lot of geopolitics and lots of messaging. People are excited. You know, the MOAB, the mother of all bombs, being launched in Afghanistan. It's a focal point for this week. Lots of stuff to get into. Of course, today I've got two young ones. I've got a 3-year-old who's super excited about Easter, which is one of these complicated things to explain to children. There's so much symbology. Of course, you got Ostara, Ishtar. You have the Germanic fertility goddess Esoterra or Estara that's celebrated. Of course, you have the Christian interpretation that went from multi-theism to monotheism, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus after the unfortunate incident just a few days ago. So we have this time-honored tradition, especially here in the United States. For whatever reason, we have a Easter bunny who's a bunny, okay, a rabbit that lays eggs with candy. Sometimes, if you're lucky, maybe money, but goodies. And in my family, we also celebrate with the traditional piñata. So it's kind of a confusing thing to explain to children, as my son is chomping the head of his chocolate hollow bunny off. You know, he's looking at me and just, you know, why do we have eggs? Why do we have all of this, Dad? So, you know, rather than getting caught up in, you know, what it is that you're actually celebrating, I try to have fun with it. The kids seem to like it. And, of course, there's the obvious questions that, are there. Why the Easter Bunny lays eggs. The Cadbury Bunny, all those commercials on television just make it that much more confusing. Listening to a bunny that sounds like a rooster laying eggs. But it is the March equinox, in the northern hemisphere. Spring is now here, bright time. Fertility has come. It's time to sow the seeds. So out of winter and into the new equinox we go. And that's part of the celebration as well. Springtime, really. It's a chance to get outside and enjoy some of the hot, humid conditions that we have here in Texas, which was pretty nice compared to some of the places I've lived. It's not too bad, but lots of mosquitoes. It's kind of hot, kind of muggy. And, of course, people want to talk about Trump, where we're at. I think that the, you know, overinflated, you know, Dow and stock market have become, you know, a focal point of my father, who's nearing retirement, looking at this. And, you know, housing prices are just ridiculous where I live. I am in the bubble. And I think the major concern that most people have is the economy, where it's going. And there's a lot of projections for this year to see a huge recession, to see a correction, especially in Europe, where we have just multiple insolvent banks. This will probably end up being the one thing that Trump will be remembered for, whether, you know, he is able to save the economy even after, what has been laid before him. You know, during the campaign, we heard a lot about the politicization of the Federal Reserve. A lot of things about the, you know, bankers, Goldman Sachs types, and non-interventionalists speak. So there's a couple things on the plate, of course. People are talking about Somalia once again. We have boots on the ground. I know it's kind of demeaning to use that term, but that's the favorite for the mainstream media. We have people there on the ground. The arrival of 40 regular troops in Mogadishu, along with probably some liaisons, private mercenary contractors are there. Never really counted. The issue in Somalia is simple pipeline politics. Behind all of it, you can find this support for Yemen and Yemeni and Somalian pipelines from the Iranians going back to 2016, one of the major concerns of the U.S. military. So the interest in Somalia is geopolitical. It is gas line pipeline politics and the utilization of AFRICOM, which is relatively new. AFRICOM came to fruition about 10 years ago. And there's a lot of posturing, and it's one of the last Wild Wests of the globe. So you have the Chinese that are heavily invested, not to mention the Iranians and other, especially Middle Eastern countries that are trying to become more multifaceted in their economies. Saudi Arabia is going to be bankrupt within 5 years, according to trajectories or reports that I saw at Bloomberg and others. They've looked at Saudi Arabia alongside Iran and other petrochemically driven economies. I mean, if it wasn't for the oil, they wouldn't have a lot. Can't sell the sand for even construction. So there's a complete dependency on that. And so as they branch out, of course, Iran has a lot of interest in pipelines and expanding into Africa alongside the Chinese, who are heavily, like I said, heavily invested. Estimations by 2020 that there will be over 500 million Chinese residents on the African continent. So why do we have boots on the ground? Well, the pipelines are being threatened by Al-Shabaab. You'll hear a lot about the Islamist militants or ISIS, ISIL, ISIS in the Levant, and Al-Shabaab. And they're a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. They blow up pipelines left and right. They are a huge threat to the economic stability. And, Somalia is nothing. There's nothing new really going on other than we're seeing, this more forceful presence. And when you look at who's in the Trump administration and their policies, I mean, from the Dakota Access Pipeline to, Syrian and Middle Eastern politics, they're very, very pro-U.S. oil industry driven. I mean, look at the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. It's not a stretch to, to try to figure this out as to what the real intentions of at least people in the Trump administration, and that is securing oil and oil interests for multinational corporations that benefit or they're part of the U.S. infrastructure. I've seen a lot of commercials lately for all of the jobs that will be created because of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, and others. That shouldn't be a big shock to most of you listening. Some of you probably think that that's one of the ways to make America great again. Bring those jobs here. Let's start drilling here, refining here. I mean, that's something that you don't hear a lot about, and that is the lack of refineries that we have in this country. Lots of oil, not so many refineries. So, there's that. The Moab bombing, the only thing that I really glean from that is that, they want to show mighty force to China and, of course, North Korea, which is becoming a big issue as of late. And North Korea is, the fear cycle seems to be about every 18 months we start having to talk about the horrible things that are happening in North Korea, the atrocities, the interest reemerges. And so they had a rebuttal. Of course, there's been a lot of saber-rattling. And how much of that, you know, is really coming from the North Korean peninsula, I really don't know. You know, does Kim Jong-un really want to blow up the United States? I don't think so, just because I think that, you know, ultimately they have a horrible hand to play in this game. And if they were to, you know, nuke the United States, I mean, it would be the end of the country. Thermonuclear war. China is now seem to warm up to the idea that they need to work with Trump and the United States to isolate and to do something about Kim Jong-un. Distractionary. I mean, we've been talking about North Korea for a long time, and they, you know, this constant, persistent threat of the North Korean missile arsenal is very advantageous to the United States. I mean, it justifies, you know, a lot. It justifies a lot of the billions of dollars that it will be costing the U.S. taxpayers to update the nuclear arsenal. Actually, those plans are underway, and they will be shipping nuclear rods, uranium, and I imagine warheads and the like all over the United States over the next, I think it's 4 or 5 years, in this large project, multi-billion-dollar project to upgrade the U.S. arsenal. You only need to do that, really, because, you know, North Korea and, of course, the Russians. I mean, there's plenty of bad guys and bad actors that are front and center for the American people to fear. So you have that going on. So, I mean, that's the one geopolitical impact that using a MOAB would have, other than the fact that we haven't shot any and they're getting old. And, of course, you know, the big power players in the military-industrial complex and many of their, you know, CEOs and bigwigs, we have, you know, documented here on the show, are now part of the Pentagon. Is that shocking? Would it be any different under Hillary? You know, I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, I don't know. I would say there's a few people that are man overboard on the ship because they're either very pro Trump and they think that I'm not giving him a fair chance. Although I was pretty, you know, I mean, I wasn't pro Trump. I never endorsed Trump officially. Not that it would matter if I did, but you know, I looked at the alternatives. You know, you knew what you were getting with Hillary. I don't think it would be much different. You know, that's a buzzword or, you know, one of these talking points for people. Do you regret what happened now? Would you have voted for Hillary now, knowing what happened with Trump? Actually, what's happening with Trump is not shocking to me in the least. I hope that he would be less interventionist, but, you know, I'm pretty reserved about that, considering that we just had a liberal Nobel Peace Prize winning president that continued a drone campaign. I mean, this is, you know, the dichotomy of silliness, and that is, you know, they're talking about, should we impeach? Can we impeach Trump for not going through Congress to properly declare war and to attack a sovereign state? And I almost fall over just thinking about all the times that we've attacked Pakistan with drones. I mean, I don't think there's an official war going on in Afghanistan, but for some reason, it's a perfectly okay to bomb Afghanistan to pieces to go after Al-Qaeda. You know, now 16 years after 9/11, you see where we're at. I mean, if you look at Libya, if you look at the other things that happened under the Clinton-Obama doctrine, I mean, it's there is no peace, you know, president alternative that is put before the American people. And even if there was, I think that they would completely reject them. I mean, not that Gary Johnson is necessarily the greatest ambassador of libertarianism, but, you know, and he had some faux pas, and I'm not a, you know, I'm not on the bandwagon for some of the other people. I mean, Cynthia McKinney, she ran, I think, 8 years back. I voted for her just because. And I thought, well, she actually, I really do believe, would, you know, institute the things that she believed. But and then, you know, I didn't feel bad about, you know, putting my ex down on the voting tablet for, you know, somebody that's just going to continue to ingratiate themselves in Washington and ultimately take us to the same point that we're at right here today. More war. More war, big business, more oil politics. It's not, you know, it's not anything that we haven't seen. The one thing I do think that's interesting is that, you know, now George Bush has become a media darling to the left. You're seeing a lot more vocal actions and violent actions, quite frankly, from the left. Berkeley had a fine example of that. Trump fans and foes clash in Berkeley, sparking violence, multiple arrests. This happened Saturday night. Dueling pro and anti-Trump rallies in Berkeley, California turned violent Saturday as numerous fistfights broke out and protesters fired pepper spray into a crowd. Police arrested more than a dozen people and requested aid from other law enforcement agencies. Now, I guess it's fun to go out there on Saturday night and beat up some Trump supporters, or if you're a Trump supporter, maybe beating up a few lefty liberals. You know, I'm not going to sit here and point blame, or, you know, I would venture to guess that the people that escalated the violence, just like in most cases, happen to actually be on the left. Why? People say, oh, why would you say that, Doug? Because most people that are Trump supporters are, you know, middle class. I hate to be somebody who's prejudiced, but I think of middle class people that have jobs and families that are looking for an alternative to, you know, Hillary Clinton. I mean, I would say that probably, in my unscientific opinion, I would say 50-60% of the people that voted for Hillary Clinton did so only because, or voted for Trump only did so because it was Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, people have gotten so excited about, you know, Donald Trump, the person, and really, you know, this target of his persona, the presupposition that, you know, he is, of course, a misogynist, that he's a racist, that, you know, he is putting racists in the White House and empowering the alt-right, and, you know, all of the things that we've been, you know, told over and over and over again. The same people that, you know, were so liberal and so progressive for voting for Barack Obama now become these virulent racist hicks. So I don't think that, but I just think that most of the people that probably voted for Trump, the people I know that have voted for Trump are usually not the type of people that go out on a Friday night to Berkeley. So I doubt how many of these people are actually attached to anything other than, you know, a misguided anger, or, you know, very well-intentioned anger. I mean, there's a lot of things to be upset about in the world, but punching each other, your fellow citizens, doesn't change anything. It doesn't, it doesn't, you know, empower people. Using your right to free speech is great, but going out and getting into a fist fight on a college campus on a Friday night doesn't sound like a good time to me. All right, quick break. We'll be back. You can be part of it. 800-313-9443. It's the one and only Blacklisted Radio.
J. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. More Erdogan. He has won the referendum. And the question, I think, obviously, is what does it mean for the people there? Not only the citizenry, but the potential refugee population that Erdogan has been threatening Europe with unleashing, and of course Syria. So there's a really interesting CIA document that was declassified from 1983 that put together a plan for what they wanted to happen in Syria. Here's the summary. Syria at present has a hammerlock on U.S. interests both in Lebanon and in the Gulf through closure of Iraq's pipeline, thereby threatening Iraqi internalization of war. The U.S. should consider sharply escalating the pressures against Assad through covertly orchestrating simultaneous military threats against Syria from three border states hostile to Syria. Of course, that's Iraq, Israel, and Turkey. Iraq, perceived to be an increasingly desperate state in the Gulf War, would undertake limited military operations against Syria with the sole goal of opening the pipeline. Although opening war on a second front against Syria poses considerable risk to Iraq, Syria would also face a two-front war since it's already heavily engaged in Bekaa and on the Golan Heights and maintaining control of the hostile and restive population side of Syria. So strategic to U.S. interests in Lebanon and, of course, a three-pronged covert war. This is 1983. Looking at these interests, this is just one CIA document. You can only imagine that there's more U.S. interests, and especially Israeli interest in the region. Of course, Israel has been very instrumental in providing aid and support to those that are fighting Bashar al-Assad, whether that be al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these different groups, the monikers that they operate under. And so it's so hard to tell, you know, who's Daesh, who's this guy, who's that guy. The CIA, even if they wanted to, I don't think could properly vet and give, you know, missiles and anti-aircraft weaponry to the good guys, the alleged good guys. And when you're, you know, we've talked about it a zillion times, when you're on the same side as this newly released document from Hillary Clinton saying that al-Qaeda, ISIS, is fighting alongside us in Syria, you know, against Bashar al-Assad. So nothing new here, not a new plan. This has always been the plan. That's why, you know, everything that you hear becomes much more, you know, suspect. So much so that Bashar al-Assad's wife has taken to Instagram. She has 500,000 followers, and now people are calling her or calling for her to be stripped of her UK citizenship after she's used her social media accounts to accuse the West of lying over the sarin attack that happened in Syria. Now, there's, you know, we spent a lot of time on it last week. And of course, the response by the US government shooting, you know, a bunch of Tomahawk missiles, very old and ready to be replaced, very expensive, $7 million? And we've been renting them. So if you really start thinking about that for a long time, those things have been sitting around. Not horribly accurate and very ineffective if you think that you know, the military reasoning for not destroying the airfields was because you know, the ordnance was not capable of destroying asphalt. Now, why not the Moab in Syria? You know, that's probably a better question. Anyway, so if you dare to question this international body of alleged experts that have, you know, judged this from afar, I mean, the investigation, I mean, if there is one into what actually happened, you know, I will be highly suspect of it. But this idea that you can lose your citizenship for daring to say such things, of course, they're more offended by what she said rather than, you know, being the wife, the estranged wife of Bashar al-Assad. In the West's opinion, at least, you know, mainstream media, he is a brutal, ruthless thug that is gassing his own people. You know, and then the whole Sean Spicer gaffe where he, this whole week, I mean, just people with pitchforks. He said Hitler didn't gas the Jews. Get the pitchforks out. Well, the PC police and, of course, Saturday Night Live had a lot to say about Sean Spicer and this gotcha culture. It's pretty silly. We'll continue the conversation. You can be part of it. Text me, 512-222-3067. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Alright, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. Going after Bashar al-Assad's wife for her Instagram pictures and her propaganda. How dare she? Let's take her citizenship away from her and let's send her to The Hague. The same things are being said about Tulsi Gabbard. She's somebody that, you know, has been one of the few in the House that has gone to Syria and talked with people, refugees, and those that are fighting alongside the U.S. and those that are under a militarized attack on a daily basis. Somebody that actually got to the front lines and she came back and said something pretty shocking. People can't handle it. Jake Tapper can't handle that Tulsi Gabbard said the United States is giving weapons to ISIS and that groups that are fighting alongside Bashar al-Assad are the enemy. Something that, you know, I mean, it breaks people's brains, this, you know, cognitive dissonance that most people engage in on a daily basis is ripped from them, and people are upset. I mean, they got the tar, the feathers. They are ready to go after her for daring to, now attack Trump for this interventionist policy that he is showing. Now, nothing's changed. It would be no different. I feel that it's important that I say that because this has continued. It's only now been really, I think, the military adventures of the United States and NATO are only now being highlighted because there is this opposition to Trump. And quite frankly, the reason that a lot of his base supported him was because of the things that, you know, sounded great. Draining the swamp, going after the bankers, going after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime syndicate, going after the pedophile groups, the John Podestas. You know, Mike Pompeo, now one of the czars. He is in charge of the CIA or NSA? CIA. Loved WikiLeaks. They loved this private intelligence source for information that was, you know, advantageous to their cause. Now they're not a big fan now. They're going after Assange on, well, you know, this continual you know, demonization campaign and linking them with the Russians, the Ruskies. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, one of the other things that has definitely popped up is that there's this notion that there are Russians working inside of the same air base that that Bashar al-Assad apparently, allegedly, if you buy it, sure, whatever, launched chemical weapons attacks against his own citizens. And so there's this, you know, kind of soft allegation that, you know, Russia was involved in the gassing of the civilians there in Syria as well. So we talked a lot about, you know, the gassing last week. I don't want to just harp on that. There are some other things that I find to be just shockingly interesting. Children as young as 13 attending smartphone rehab as concerns grow over screen time. This is something that I got to see today a little bit. Spending time with kids during an Easter egg hunt. It was nice to see them, you know, put down the cell phones and pick up the sticks and to bash the the piñata bunny to get pixie sticks and all sorts of goodies out of them. But this is a real problem. If you have a kid that's probably from 5 years old to, you know, 18, there is a huge amount of concern. I have two or three friends that are dealing with these issues, with tablet time, with smartphones, and, you know, this obvious addiction that kids have to a constant source of entertainment. It's a reward system, you know, the comments and the likes and the support through their social networks creates, you know, it creates dopamine. It's very similar to the type of response that people get from smoking cigarettes. This, you know, sustained reward system that keeps you entertained in that, you know, you have to keep checking it, getting on a trend, getting on a streak. I've been posting for 15 days straight. I'm on the 15-day streak. All of this. And, you know, the thing that is very empowering about having a smartphone is that you have an instant recording device. Obviously, that comes in handy. There's a story where this guy today shot somebody on Facebook, did it live streaming, and they've been chasing him all over the place, and it's a top story. But, you know, this constant monitoring is also, you know, creating a vast amount of digital dossiers for the government, for the state, for private corporations that work as contractors for the state that end up with all this private information, but also selling it to primarily advertisers and to insurance corporations and the other people that, you know, can find value in your data. Advertisers primarily. Now, when you look at the device itself, seemingly pretty innocent. You got the internet, you can get to shows like this, and you can listen to people that can, you know, give you expert advice. I mean, YouTube is a plethora of information, not even so much on the political and geopolitical side, just, you know, how to videos. So much you can do.
so dark. At the same time, just like anything, they are in constant entertainment. Advertisers versus content providers are buying your eyes. So,
I mean, this has become, you know, it's surreal because, you know, we've now gotten to the point where instant global communication, instant entertainment, instant resources to almost anything are in our hands. And it just blows people's minds. It really does. You know, I'm not going to go into a diatribe about, you know, trying to limit your kids' time. And it's something that, you know, I just won't buy them a tablet. There's plenty of other people that have them. And at some point, you know, maybe it becomes an educational need. You know, a laptop's not that much different. I don't want my kids to be isolated from the internet because it provides so much information out there for them. It's such an invaluable resource. But at the same time, it's something that it's not even the kids, really, that I blame for these internet addictions. It's the parents. I was fortunate to find a babysitter this week. And we were able to take a little mom and dad date night and get away from the two for about 3 hours, which seemed like an eternity. It was very nice. So we went out to a pretty nice restaurant. You go in, and I'm sure most of you have seen this. People, you know, they have their families there, and the kids are on tablets. They're used as babysitting devices. I mean, I feel guilty when I let my son watch more than two or three PBS programs, you know, or you know, different cartoons. You know, if he's watched three episodes of Paw Patrol, I start feeling like a bad parent because it's oh so convenient, you know, especially when you have multiple kids. And so, you know, when you have time restraints, and people do, people use these devices as a babysitter. So it's not so much that kids, you know, they can't regulate much. I mean, if you offered my child candy, he would eat it until his heart exploded. And most kids like him would do the same. So it's up to the parent to really regulate that and, you know, make sure that whatever you're doing is healthy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving your kids candy. And if you don't, they'll probably hate you and not visit you when you're old. But at the same time, I see so many of these problems that are that it's lazy parenting because it's absolutely hard. Even somebody like myself, who is very aware of the side effects, very aware of how you know, new studies, you know, that I see all the time, you know, talking about the repercussions to too much, you know, internet, too much screen time. That, you know, children can't process so much of this, and it's just overwhelming. And, you know, I think a lot of people, even adults, are at a point where we consume so much information that it's hard to balance all of that and, you know, your day-to-day life. I was talking with Ken, the producer there, and he said he turned off Facebook and the internet for a few days. It was amazing how many things he was able to accomplish. You know, when my TV blew up in 2004, I was freed for many years. Oh my God, I'm free. Yeah, I've got time. I've got things to do. It's amazing. So I think it's an indictment on the parents, not so much the kids. And that's the important takeaway. It's only lazy parents, people that are, you know, using those devices, addicting their children to it to get them out of their hair. That's back on the inside.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Problem, reaction, solution. That is the name of the game. What is the problem when it comes to Syria? It's Bashar al-Assad, and well, he needs to go. So that some kind of new group that will be friendly to the United Nations and to the petro cartel, the OPEC, and be anti-Iran, take over. So, you know, you always see this. We've been talking about it for years, and that is the overreaction to events. You have this kind of brain dead, mentally ill man who drove his car through Sweden. He admitted that he had a terrorism motive, and he was inspired by Inspire magazine. I don't wonder where that comes from, but anyway, he wanted to kill some people. And so Sweden has decided, along with the agenda that they already had, this is already a, you know, pre-fitted solution, and that is we just need to get rid of cars. Now, you know, at first it's guns. Gun violence, got to get rid of the guns. Over in the UK, it's knives. You know, once you get rid of guns, then you have another problem. Now you have knives. Got to go and go after those people that you know, have a blade over 6 or 7 inches, and, you know, they run demonization campaigns. They actually have boxes where you can donate your or get rid of your knives. That way, terrorists and bad guys don't end up with them. And of course, when people start using cars to run over people, the obvious solution is eliminating cars. So actually, proactively, there is a union in Sweden, the transportation union, that is taking up arms. A pretty interesting story that came out about it. Let's see. Did I put it in my pile here? Talking about it. Ah, yes. Blame terrorists, not trucks. Hauling industry tells Swedish politicians unions representing the road, haulage industry, and transport workers in Sweden have requested that the government from refraining from introducing draconian measures against their sector following the terrorist attack in Stockholm. So, this is the response. It's why I always tell people that, you know, you have to find your own solutions. You have to do things that are in your own benefit, because if you, in your family's benefit, and usually if they benefit you, hopefully if you're a good person and you're a civic minded, you know, good things that happen to you end up being good things for the community. You get a raise, you go out and you buy an extra cup of coffee, and you tip somebody a little bit better. You know, that kind of do unto others spirit that, you know, what I think of when I think of America. You know, I think of people that lift each other up rather than needing a government to provide solutions. People are reactive, or rather, they're not reactive. Government is actually reactive. People are intuitive. People create solutions outside of government. And this is what you get. This is the hammer solution. When Donald Trump says we're going to go after ISIS, and we're going to, you know, take care of North Korea, when you're in a perspective that, you know, everything that is a threat to multinational corporations, and truly what the New World Order is. The New World Order isn't something that's going to happen. It is the Bretton Woods system. It's the resurrection of the League of Nations into the United Nations after World War II. It is here. This is the New World Order. The Old World Order died along with the Kaiser. So people talk about saving the New World Order. That's what John McCain's speaking about, saving this system. And like all things, I mean, the rate of survival becomes zero at some point. It doesn't matter whether it's the dollar, whether it's the U.S. government, nation states, Bashar al-Assad, Donald Trump. Everything reaches the point where it's no longer viable and it's irrelevant. And so that is what we have going on today. I think, you know, a lot of people lose sight through all of the, you know, backhanded dealings and trying to understand who's winning and who's losing when we drop a Moab bomb, or when Bashar al-Assad is nationally or globally indicted for gassing his own citizens. Who wins? Who's the benefactor? Qui bono? And that's, you know, usually how a lot of people go back and identify the source or the culprit, really trying to pin the man, to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, is the chase. But people out there, people that, just like you, get in front of it, create their own solutions, create a better way forward. Government can only react and try to either stifle you, tax you to death, get rid of any kind of opportunities that you may have because they are working for a monopoly. They are working for corporate interests that are much bigger than yours. But that is the solution they always have. So when you look at what it is to be alive today, you have to say, I mean, we are in one of the most interesting times, period, where we actually have an alternative voice to so many of the paid propaganda outlets. And I'm talking about the mainstream media. I'm talking to you, Scott Pelley, to you, David Muir, to you, Brian Williams, Mr. I'm in love with the Tomahawk missile. You know, those are the people that are paid to put out an agenda. One of the things that you can do is support Republic Broadcasting, that is the mothership for this show. You can go to blacklistedradio.com. Support this show. I want to thank a few people that did it this week. We have Sarah Kay always coming through with a $30 donation. So much appreciated. David, I don't know if you want your last name out there. I'll just call you David C. Donated $25. Robert actually sent a Chili's gift card. I'm happy with the Chili's gift card. I think that's it's definitely usable. It's definitely something that will come in handy at some point. Not a huge Chili's fan, but, you know, I'm not above anything, you know? I really am not. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm not quite a beggar, but definitely not somebody that can be a chooser. So I want to thank you guys for that. This year has become so interesting already, and I do love doing the show. We're going to continue to do it as long as, I don't know, things continue to get more and more interesting. And there seems to be a reason for, you know, this voice, this outlet, which is really a show that's a culmination of, I mean, hundreds of people that submit to the site, that feed us information, that are interactive in the text board. And I appreciate all the pictures last week of Susan Rice with the blue under the blue eyeliner that she wears on her bottom eyelids. Saw some pretty funny memes. So you guys keep me entertained as well. And, you know, I find that, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, because, you know, the content of the show becomes pretty drab. I wouldn't say depressing, but there's a lot of things that are, that are just flat wrong, that we have to point out, that we have to confront. And I think that that's why a lot of people listen to it, obviously, because, you know, you could be listening to tech shows telling you about how to, you know, hack your iPhone, or, you know, all the latest things that you can do with your drone, or new attachments to your, you know, your Phantom drone, whatever it may be. You know, we so appreciate the time that and effort that people put into the show. It's really a collaborative effort, and it requires your support. We don't do this show for corporate sponsors. We don't push products. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just something that, you know, I personally can't bet. I don't have the time or the effort to deal with sponsors, and that's why we use this value for value model. It's a much better model, I think. Maybe not as financially advantageous to small guys like myself, Small Fries. But if you value the show, you want it to continue, you can support us in a multitude of ways. One of the best ways is to let other people know about the show. Because, well, if nobody's listening, there's really no point in doing it. There is a ton of other tech things. Your kids' school-owned devices are spying on them, or report fines. But it's not only your kids getting, you know, one of the things we talked about, you know, parents being lazy. And that's why you have the proliferation of people behind the screens. But you also have this transition to push kids onto computers at school. And now, you know, things like your pencil and paper have become antiquated. And so regardless of whether or not you want to make personal choices, we have to interact. And, well, if you have one of these devices in your house from your school, check into it. A lot of vague peripheral devices that may be out there listening to you. It's definitely a whole other subject to delve into for a good hour. Guys, that's my time. I want to thank all of you for being part of this show. Go to my website, blacklistedradio.com. We'll have a commercial-free version of the podcast available for you shortly after the show at some point. And with that, I will be back next week, Sunday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, as per usual, right here on Blacklisted Radio. I hope you will as well. Take care.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.